Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Pancyprian Examinations 2021. Technical and Vocational Education. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear three different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Exercise 1. You will hear a man talking about Japan preparing for foreign workers. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
Japan prepares for many foreign workers. Japan is changing because it needs workers. It is an aging society. This means it does not have enough workers. Japan's government has decided to employ workers from other countries to fill jobs. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his government will meet to approve a plan which could become law on April 1. The new law would allow up to 345,000 foreign workers to help with its shortage of labour. Many of these will work in construction, fishing, healthcare and agriculture. They will be mainly low-skilled workers and need to pass a Japanese language test. Japan's government said on Saturday that it had to change and let more foreign workers in to help the economy. It said, "If Japan simply continued along the same path, we would find ourselves in a very difficult situation. The government will make sure foreign workers can quickly adjust to life in cities and towns." It said, "We want to ensure they have the right environment in which to live and work." Japanese people are having fewer children, only 1.4 children per woman. This should be 2.1 for Japan to have enough workers. Japan's population is already dropping every year.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
Japan prepares for many foreign workers. Japan is changing because it needs workers. It is an aging society. This means it does not have enough workers. Japan's government has decided to employ workers from other countries to fill jobs. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his government will meet to approve a plan which could become law on April 1. The new law would allow up to 345,000 foreign workers to help with its shortage of labour. Many of these will work in construction, fishing, healthcare and agriculture. They will be mainly low-skilled workers and need to pass a Japanese language test. Japan's government said on Saturday that it had to change and let more foreign workers in to help the economy. It said, "If Japan simply continued along the same path, we would find ourselves in a very difficult situation. The government will make sure foreign workers can quickly adjust to life in cities and towns." It said, "We want to ensure they have the right environment in which to live and work." Japanese people are having fewer children, only 1.4 children per woman. This should be 2.1 for Japan to have enough workers. Japan's population is already dropping every year.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear a teacher talking to students about a visit to an electronics company. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Right, good morning everyone. I've got the details about the visit to the electronics company next week. Please make a note of them. Firstly, we're going on Tuesday rather than Thursday, so make sure you read the notes I gave you on Monday night. Please meet in the school car park at 9:15 and don't be late. The bus needs to go at 9:30 because there will be a lot of traffic. We're due to arrive at 10:30. If you're unable to attend, you should go and see the school secretary, not your class teacher, to explain why. The visit is an important part of your business studies course, so you need a very good reason to miss it. Right, as for what to bring, you'll each need a photograph. When we arrive, you'll need this to go on the identity card they'll give you. But remember, mobile phones and cameras are not allowed in the building. As you know, the company is a leader in the field of software research and security is very high. You'll have an opportunity to meet and talk to various people there. And in the afternoon, there will be a competition to see who can produce the best website. You will have the afternoon to design one. That should be a lot of fun, and you'll have plenty of expert help. Of course, as it's a competition, there'll be a prize, and not the usual boring T-shirt. The winner will be able to choose a computer game. And this company has a huge range available, so it's certainly worth coming on the day. Now, if anyone has any questions, just come.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Right, good morning, everyone. I've got the details about the visit to the electronics company next week. Please make a note of them. Firstly, we're going on Tuesday rather than Thursday, so make sure you read the notes I gave you on Monday night. Please meet in the school car park at 9:15 and don't be late. The bus needs to go at 9:30 because there'll be a lot of traffic. We're due to arrive at 10:30. If you're unable to attend, you should go and see the school secretary, not your class teacher, to explain why. The visit is an important part of your business studies course, so you need a very good reason to miss it. Right, as for what to bring, you'll each need a photograph. When we arrive, you'll need this to go on the identity card they'll give you. But remember, mobile phones and cameras are not allowed in the building. As you know, the company is a leader in the field of software research and security is very high. You'll have an opportunity to meet and talk to various people there. And in the afternoon, there will be a competition to see who can produce the best website. You will have the afternoon to design one. That should be a lot of fun, and you'll have plenty of expert help. Of course, as it's a competition, there'll be a prize, and not the usual boring T-shirt. The winner will be able to choose a computer game. And this company has a huge range available, so it's certainly worth coming on the day. Now, if anyone has any questions, just come.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. You will hear a man talking about the smallest reptile in the world. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
World's smallest reptile discovered in Madagascar. Scientists say they have discovered what could be the smallest reptile in the world. It is a kind of chameleon and is the size of a sunflower seed. Chameleons are usually around 35 to 40 centimeters long. Scientists found two of the tiny lizards, a male and a female, in the mountains in northern Madagascar. They are just 22 millimeters long from nose to tail. The length of the male's body is 13.5 millimeters. At first, the scientists thought the tiny reptiles were juveniles, but later realized they were fully grown adults. The scientists called the miniature creatures nanochameleons. The scientists tried to find more of the nanochameleons, but despite great effort, could not find any others. Madagascar is home to two-thirds of the world's chameleon species. Scientists believe they may have originated there. However, the chameleon's survival is threatened by deforestation on the island. One of the scientists said the nanochameleons are lucky to survive. He said, "The nanochameleon's habitat has unfortunately been subject to deforestation. But the area was placed under protection recently, so the species will survive." A study published by the journal Nature Climate Change stated that nearly all of Madagascar's eastern rainforest could disappear by 2070 if deforestation and climate change does not slow down. This would put many of the island's unique species in danger.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
World's smallest reptile discovered in Madagascar. Scientists say they have discovered what could be the smallest reptile in the world. It is a kind of chameleon and is the size of a sunflower seed. Chameleons are usually around 35 to 40 centimeters long. Scientists found two of the tiny lizards, a male and a female, in the mountains in northern Madagascar. They are just 22 millimeters long from nose to tail. The length of the male's body is 13.5 millimeters. At first, the scientists thought the tiny reptiles were juveniles, but later realized they were fully grown adults. The scientists called the miniature creatures nanochameleons. The scientists tried to find more of the nanochameleons, but despite great effort, could not find any others. Madagascar is home to two-thirds of the world's chameleon species. Scientists believe they may have originated there. However, the chameleon's survival is threatened by deforestation on the island. One of the scientists said the nanochameleons are lucky to survive. He said, "The nanochameleon's habitat has unfortunately been subject to deforestation. But the area was placed under protection recently, so the species will survive." A study published by the journal Nature Climate Change stated that nearly all of Madagascar's eastern rainforest could disappear by 2070 if deforestation and climate change does not slow down. This would put many of the island's unique species in danger.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.